A wonderful passage about the blind man outside of Jericho as Jesus was walking and teaching. You know, a couple great gifts that that man had was perseverance and persistence. And I'm sure I've mentioned this before, but he was waiting. He couldn't see, so he was asking what was going on, and he's hearing it. Well, they said it's Jesus of Nazareth and passing through, and so he went out with action, good action, mostly for himself because he wanted to see again. And the contradiction to him with action was to being rebuked. To be rebuked, and as the crowd is saying, you know, he should be silent. He should not be yelling like that. When he said two different times, "Have pity on me, have pity on me," and he did it. And then, of course, Jesus heard this and said, "What do you want from me to do for you?" And he simply said, "I want to see." Like it was kind of a cool. Just relationship there. And I think kind of ourselves, how in our lives, especially in our society, in our community, how often do we need to make some noise? And again, not to be crazy or being violent or anything close like that, but to be able to say something like, "Hey, we're a Catholic church. We're trying to follow Jesus Christ. We're trying to serve. And we need to ask in our personal lives and our community together to pray." And I love, too, how it was very simple, the conversation between the blind man and Jesus. You know, sometimes, and I know it's our prayer lives and our spiritual lives can be very different in our lives and our time in our lives. But he simply asked a question and Jesus simply gave an answer. And so don't ever forget to just give a simple question to Jesus. You know, what do you need right now? What do you, your family members need? What do you want? To continue to pray and ask for Jesus, what he's doing. So as we think today in Mass this morning, to think of those things we need. I always mention there, let's not just ask Jesus what we want, but what we could really need to serve him and to serve his daughters and his sons. Finally, just ask, how do we speak and how do we grow to proclaim the good news of Jesus in our community, in our paper, in conversations in where we work? And how we show our love of our brothers and sisters to know of the good news of Jesus.